Hello all and welcome back to the All Things Football podcast, a chance for me to bring my latest strange footballing facts. And there has been plenty of action across the leagues, and as ever, we round up the action. So, Championship and National League got proceedings underway on Friday night. Saturday brought the action and plenty of goals. And it's been all changing the dugout as new managers take their seat at their new clubs. And it wouldn't be an episode without Dan too. So how are we, mate? How are we doing? You okay?
Another good week, my friends. Yeah, the international break's over. We've got football back. And yeah, I think we're looking at a different approach to our episodes moving forward from today. We'll see how it gets on. But how are you doing?
Not too bad. A bit of man flu. I think we've both got it, to be fair.
But, yeah, we have. Yeah.
There we are.
But yeah, don't worry. We'll die quietly for exactly. Everyone out there. But yeah, let's get underway. So when we come back, it's the Premier League.
Premier League, where do we start this weekend, eh?
I think the pressing topics are what's happened in the dugouts in the Premier League. We've got Steven Gerrard. He's now the manager at Aston Villa. Mm-hmm. Norwich?
Norwich have got Dean Smith, haven't they? He had an 8-day break and he's straight back into it. Dugout, yeah.
That's it, yeah. I think I've read a story where he went to New York. Mm-hmm. Had a little bimble around Central Park.
He's having a bit of a bike ride around Central Park.
Yeah, that's
wasn't
it. Yeah. And then back in the action, back in the dugout. And I like that. I do like that. Managers need a break. And yeah, mm-hmm. He kind of had a short break.
A very short break.
And then got back into it. Yeah. And then Eddie Howe.
I do feel for Eddie Howe a little bit. Takes the job. He's obviously got the players into training and everything, and took a COVID test on Friday and it was positive. So he wasn't actually in the dugout for his first game yesterday.
That's it. And he had to manage from the hotel room. And apparently his final tactics from that hotel room managed to get them a point, didn't it?
Yeah.
Good start. It was good watching Newcastle yesterday. And
you could see the change, couldn't you?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, the atmosphere has completely changed now. I think that era of Steve Bruce and Mike Ashley and all that sort of jazz has got out of the way now. Eddie Howe got off to a great start. They looked to tack him. Well, both teams did, didn't they? Brentford.
There was so much more intent. It was a great game between both of them, to be honest.
Fantastic.
It wasn't a game for good defences, though.
No, definitely not. No, definitely not. That's true. But it was entertainment.
Oh, yeah.
Nevertheless. And we'll come on to the pressing matter that broke this morning. But let's start with Steven Gerrard at Aston Villa. How did he get on in his first game in charge?
It was a 2-0 victory at home to Brighton. I think it was goals in the 84th and the 89th minute. But to be fair, Villa did look good every time they're on the ball against Brighton yesterday. I was a bit surprised with the score, but
I did as well.
Brighton, cracking man, a good bounce, isn't it? The first sort of game bounce for a new manager.
Definitely,
and he was he's great on that touchline as well, to be fair to him.
He showed it, and he kind of had to shut up some critics, didn't he? Because it's kind of like, this is the stepping stone for him to be Liverpool manager, blah, blah, blah. And you know what? That Liverpool manager job will come at some point in time. But for now, Steven Gerrard's very much a man of focus. You could tell how he was at Rangers, and he's definitely bringing that approach to his Aston Villa. But a great start for Steven Gerrard. 3 points on the board, Aston Villa 2, Brighton 0. They've faltered a little bit at the minute, Brighton, haven't they? They're now down into eighth position in the league. A little bit of pressure maybe on Graham Potter at the minute to try and find a plan B and what he can, and get Brighton back out of this position. But yeah, great start for Steven Gerrard, and also a great start for Dean Smith as Norwich manager. Norwich are now two games unbeaten in the Premier League.
Yeah, it was a 2-1 victory at home to Southampton. And again, it's that new manager bounce. Norwich looked like a completely different team yesterday.
They didn't do well last couple of games, actually, because if you look at it, Daniel Farker, he got the victory, and then he let go, and then Dean Smith got a win yesterday, and a great start. They were 1-0 down early on to Southampton, and they managed to bring it back.
Yeah, Norwich played really, really well. A good comeback as well. Fantastic to see.
So that's two out of two. Two out of two. We mentioned Eddie Howe. Obviously, he did manage from the hotel room. Jason Tindall and Graham Jones. Well, Jason Tindall more so on the touchline yesterday for the team. But Eddie Howe was in communication with the team from his hotel room, which was quite good. But as we mentioned already, it was an entertaining but probably not a great day for defence.
Both defences were pretty sloppy, to be honest. More so, probably Newcastle. They need a solid defence. However, the attacking intent on display was promising to see. It finished Newcastle United 3, Brentford 3. Goals galore. Where did it start? I think it started with Newcastle scoring the first goal, Jamal Lascelles' header.
He always scores 2-1, headers. And then it went to 2-1. Yeah. Ivan Toney with the what he got.
A bit of a cheeky kiss of the badge as well. He did as well.
He did as well. But you know what? It's a great start for the three new managers that are in the league. Another high scoring game, actually. 3-3 was quite a common theme in the Premier League yesterday. As Burnley and Crystal Palace, you got a 3-3 draw as well. So another attacking and defensive show there for Sean Dyche and Patrick Vieira. Quite impressed with Patrick Vieira and his start with Crystal Palace up into ninth. Burnley in 18th position still down there as well. But the pressing matters quickly, and we won't want to touch too much on it this morning because Ole Gunnar Solskjaer has finally left by mutual consent after what was... A torrid period, yeah, of course. But you know what? Watford absolutely deserved that yesterday.
I was going to say, it was good... It was a good, really, really, really good performance from Watford yesterday.
Claudio Ranieri special.
Yeah,
another home performance, another great result at home.
Even before the sending off, Maguire got sent off during the game. Two yellow cards in the space of 8 minutes, which was ridiculous. And they were just so shambolic yesterday, Man U. Their defence was all over the place.
My only thing
was horrific. But Watford really steamrolled them. Every time they attacked, they looked like scoring.
They did. And the only thing that I would say to Watford, and probably Ismaïla Sarr more than anything else, if you get an opportunity to retake a penalty,
don't
go for the same spot.
Yeah, against one of the best keepers in the world. He's still one of the best keepers in the world.
I've got to say, David De Gea, he was on a bit of form yesterday.
He was.
It just came crumbling down for him. But Ole Gunnar Solskjaer has been left. Michael Carrick has now been put in caretaker manager's role after the statement this morning.
Mike Phelan's still on the backroom staff as it stands as well.
He will, and I think Darren Fletch is going to be in there.
He'll make
some
a step,
form.
Up, probably won't he?
Yeah, but early run-ins at the minute is Zinedine Zidane. And you know what? I think that's quite an interesting appointment. We've never had Zinedine Zidane grace the Premier League before.
We haven't. As a player either, which would have been amazing back in the day.
Exactly, yeah. Mm-hmm. So an interesting time for Manchester United. We spoke about it for weeks, and we don't want to go on too much about it. But obviously, this should have happened a long time ago. But it's happened now. Liverpool 5-0. What was it? 5-0 Liverpool or 4-0 Liverpool? Then a loss to Man City. Then a couple of draws against Atalanta. That wasn't enough. But a 4-1 loss to Watford was the
away to
crown
jewel. Watford as well. Yeah, it was coming. And to be honest, I bet I felt a little bit sorry for him yesterday because you could see the resignation on his face. You know, when he went to the crowd and he applauded.
But
I don't know what Fernandes was doing. Yeah, I don't know what that was all about.
Bruno Fernandes was just kind of saying, you know, it's not just him. It's us as well. We are to blame as well, kind of thing, which is good. I will say that. But
to be honest, when you've lost 4-1 to Watford, a newly promoted team, who've obviously changed their manager, and you're a player going over to the fans and being a little bit too reactive for my liking, to be honest. He should be like a bit more, you know, let's applaud the fans for their support and let's tone it down a little bit because we should be doing better on the pitch.
Yeah, I think for Ole Gunnar Solskjaer yesterday was, I am sorry.
Yeah.
But this is goodbye kind of
thing. You could tell, couldn't you?
But yeah, great result for Watford. Claudio Ranieri still doing things. Watford up to 16th in the league now. A great win that is, actually.
Fantastic
Watford.
Win. It puts us a few points ahead of the bottom three, doesn't it, I think, as well?
That's it, indeed. Yeah, it does. And you know what? Some great results yesterday. Some good, really, you know what? Unbeaten start for the new managers, the three new managers, Gerrard, Howe and Smith. And what was good is, just correct me if I'm wrong, they're all English managers as well.
They absolutely are. Yes.
There we go.
Yes. So, English managers,
All English managers. So, and we're still waiting. Can you believe that we're still waiting for an English manager to win the Premier League?
Yeah. I mean, obviously British manager, if we're going to say British, Alex Ferguson.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I'm saying. But we haven't had an English
Not a full-on English winner, no. That's true.
No, it's crazy. But let's just quickly go through the results yesterday. Chelsea continued doing what they're doing. They're still top of the league. Brendan Rodgers is in a bit of bother at the minute with Leicester City.
He is. I'll tell you what, their performance against Chelsea yesterday was... There just didn't seem to be anything about them. It was really odd.
Yeah,
really
3-0
odd.
Win.
Has all the talk got to his head a little bit? Who knows?
Yeah, 3-0 win for Chelsea yesterday. But what I find baffling, AD... is what I read this morning.
Go on.
Frank Lampard to replace Brendan Rodgers.
No thanks. I'm sorry, but he turned down the Norwich job. Why?
He turned, exactly.
Why? he thinks he obviously thinks he's better than Norwich and certain
I'm
clubs.
I'm just about to say that. I'm getting to a point where Frank Lampard feels that he is a bigger manager than what he thinks he is. I'm sorry, my friend.
He's not. Gerrard's done it the right way. Steven Gerrard has done it the way it should be done.
So. And you know what? He's at Aston Villa now, and let's see what he can do. I think the good thing for Steven Gerrard is obviously for this season, keep Villa in the league, just push a little bit for mid-table, and then go from there, show what we can do. I'm interested to see a Steven Gerrard transfer window, and we probably won't see it as much in January.
No, we might see the real time more in like summer. Won't it?
Yeah, so it'll be interesting. But I hope Steven Gerrard has a good couple of seasons at Aston Villa and he can show us what he does. Because you know what? He is set up for that Liverpool job at some point. But I don't think now's the right time. Klopp
no,
is the
definitely
man.
Not yet.
Klopp is the man for Liverpool. And I've got to say, every time Liverpool went forward last night, they looked like scoring. They were absolutely phenomenal last night.
I'll tell you what, I don't think it was even a case of Arsenal playing bad, you know.
It wasn't.
Liverpool literally just, every time they attacked, it was one of them class, their proper pressing games, wasn't it? Every time they lost the ball, they'd win it back straight away. It was like the title winning season.
Yeah, Arsenal have been brilliant in a fair few games now. They've really climbed up the leagues. They're in fifth, if anyone doesn't know. Arsenal are fifth in the league. And rightly so, after that poor start to the season. But it wasn't. They weren't terrible yesterday. You're right.
That's they didn't play bad, did they? Really?
And but every time Liverpool Mane just and Salah got on the ball and they broke, it was like this could be 10.
Yeah.
But this could be a 10-0 loss where Arsenal haven't played bad, and that's the weirdness of it all. But yeah, Liverpool 4, Arsenal yesterday. You know what, Arsenal, a loss had to come at some point. There's no wrong place to do it. And Anfield, Liverpool are looking good. For this season, I'm starting to agree with you a little bit.
I thought that was going to happen as well. I think I was waiting for Klopp and Arteta to go at it, you know, as well.
Ooh, they were
ripping into each other. If there was not a few coaches in there separating them, I think they would have squared off, you know.
They did indeed, yeah. I'm starting to agree with you a little bit more. I'm starting to, as much as Chelsea are doing well, and you got to remember Chelsea are doing well without a couple of Werner and Lukaku and things like that. I just feel like Liverpool may have the legs to go to go the full season. So
they seem like they're playing the way they should be playing now again.
That's it.
Like they were 2 years ago.
But for Chelsea and Manchester City fans, we definitely won't rule you out. And
absolutely
I would
not.
I would have said the same. I would have said the same for West Ham United, but a loss yesterday to Wolves, a Wolverhampton Wanderers team that are definitely under Bruno Lage, under a bit of surgence. They're up into sixth.
They're on some really good form now, aren't they?
Sixth in the lead, a great win yesterday at the Molineux. Again, West Ham fans, you're fourth in the league still. There's still plenty of the season left. There's still time to keep that momentum going, isn't there, AD?
Only lost three all season as well.
Exactly,
so,
yeah. But it's a great start to them. I'm just looking to see if there's any other scores. And that's it. I think we've covered all the Norwich. Yeah, we know we did Norwich.
No, we did say Norwich.
Yeah, we've done them. So
yeah, that's all
in terms of yesterday. I think it was a great start for the return of the Premier League. Mm-hmm. It was some high scoring games, 3-3s, 4-1s, 4-0s,
lots
a couple
of
3-0s. Yeah, lots of goals. But it was really good to see three new managers on the touchline, who are British. I will say, well, they are English, but they are British.
Yep. And unbeaten on their first game as well.
And I do hope one day that we do see an English manager lift the Premier League trophy, because it's crazy that fact that we haven't had an English manager. I don't know, a little part of me, AD, thinks it might be Steven Gerrard that wins that.
I've always had visions
or
of him
Eddie
wanting
with
to
his
make
millions.
Up. Well, there's that. But I think the closest we've had is Brendan Rodgers, really. Who's been with Liverpool that season when he probably should have, when, funnily enough, Gerrard slipped against Chelsea.
That's it, yeah, true.
And Leslie's done really well as well. So.
I don't know, actually. I don't think Brendan Rodgers is English, actually. He's Northern Irish.
No, sorry, he's Northern Irish. Ignore me.
Yep.
But,
so, yeah.
Yeah.
But if you know, guys, who was the closest English manager to go? Actually, who was...
Kevin Keegan. He was the closest. Newcastle, when they finished second to Man U, 96-97.
Who was the Blackburn manager?
That was Kenny Dalglish. He won the league. He was Scottish, though.
He was Scottish, that's right.
Yeah. But yeah, Kenny, I think Kevin Keegan's probably the closest English manager to actually get their hands on the Premier League title as a manager.
I would, I believe. For Scotland, as you've won the English Premier League with Scottish
Dalglish,
managers.
Ferguson, yep.
That's it. So a couple of games that are going on today. We're recording a little bit early on the Sunday, but Manchester City play Everton and Tottenham play Leeds. Antonio Conte versus Bielsa this afternoon.
Could be an interesting battle, that one.
That's it indeed. So over to the table. So top 10 is Chelsea, Liverpool, Manchester City, West Ham United, Arsenal, Wolverhampton Wanderers, Manchester United, Brighton and Hove Albion, Crystal Palace and Tottenham Hotspur.
In the bottom half, we've got Everton, Leicester City, Southampton, Brentford, Aston Villa, Watford, Leeds United. And the bottom three, we've got Burnley, Norwich City and Newcastle United.
Fantastic stuff. When we come back, it's the EFL Championship.
So, EFL Championship, what stood out yesterday for you, Dan?
It's becoming a league that's just kind of coming towards the end, really.
It's becoming a league of two teams, isn't it, really, at the top?
It is. Fulham and Bournemouth, for me, will go on and win this league. Or it doesn't matter. I don't think either of them will be bothered if one goes up as the winner and one comes up as the runner-up. But no. Fulham, at the minute, are just scoring goals for fun. Mitrovic has scored 20 goals so far. It's November AD. There's still months left of the season. This guy could go on to score 40, 50 goals.
He could. That would probably be his projected goal target if you were looking at stats and stuff now. I'd say so, yeah.
He's a very strange player, isn't he? Just for people, Fulham 4, Barnsley 1 yesterday. But he's a strange player because I feel like no one in the Premier League or around Europe will come knocking on the door in January. He's just one of those players that people just don't want to touch.
I know the reason why, though.
We said it last week, didn't we, about his
behaviour. It's his attitude and his behaviour. He loses his mind a little bit and it goes a bit
south.
He has that red mist. If he gets that red mist and does something daft, he'll get sent off and, you know, be banned for a few games. He can be a bit of a liability when he was at Newcastle. However, at Fulham, I don't believe he's actually got himself into much bother, and he's actually concentrated on scoring goals.
He's down and done that, yeah. But Fulham, Bournemouth aren't playing until today. They're kicking off. Well, actually, they've kicked off, actually.
It's away to Derby, isn't it?
Away to Derby County, so they're playing now. Actually, while we're on air, what I'll do is I'll get that game up and playing on my tablet so we can keep an eye on that. But yeah, Derby playing Bournemouth at the minute. But when it comes to the playoffs at the minute, we've got West Bromwich Albion, Stoke, Coventry and QPR. QPR got a win. Coventry got a draw.
Away to Sheffield United.
Yeah, and Stoke got a good win, 2-0.
Against Peterborough.
Bit of handbags towards the end. Surridge got sent off for Stoke, but yeah, got the job done. And the forever ending story of West Bromwich Albion continues. Another loss away from home to a Huddersfield team. And I put something up on Twitter the other day. Not many people know this, but it's been 21 years since West Bromwich Albion have won a league game.
I did see your tweet, yeah.
And it's continued. We did win in the FA Cup in 2010 at Huddersfield, but it's not a league win. I'm sick of people going, "Oh, well, we won there in the FA Cup." I'm talking about league right now,
and that's what matters.
Our away form is really, really poor at West Bromwich Albion. I don't think it's the right thing. We just spoke about it. I don't think the right thing to do is remove Valerian Ishmael. There's been far too much change going on at West Bromwich Albion over the years. We just need something, but someone needs to sit down, whether it's one of his coaching staff, whether it's one of the experienced players, or even the board, which they don't do much at the minute anyway.
No, they don't really talk.
Just sit down and just say to him, this philosophy that you want to bring in and embed, it worked at the start of the season.
It's great philosophy to have, but remember to have a plan B.
But it's not working.
It's not working anymore. And change things.
Teams now know how West Bromwich Albion will play every single game, and a little part of me thinks, if West Brom drop out of the playoffs before Christmas or by the end of the year, then there's going to be some serious pressure on Valerian Ishmael.
Massively.
And I worry, and not many fans worry about this. And you know what? As much as the Championship's a fantastic league, I think one of the club's ex-journalists tweeted the other day, and he said, as much as people find the Championship entertaining, a better league and things like that, you've got to go to the Premier League because of the money.
Yeah.
And I honestly feel like if we had 3 or 4 years in the Championship, we could be, under the ownership that we have, we could be that next Ipswich, Sunderland, Charlton.
Drop down divisions, Bolton, with the owner who obviously doesn't really care.
And it's quite scary. And at the end of the day, everyone supports their football club through the thick and thin. It doesn't matter what league we're in, we'll always be there kind of thing. But it becomes worrying when you start looking at that, and the fact that we're just going into these games now, and teams know exactly how we're going to start. It doesn't matter if we swap and change the players. Teams just know how we're going. And Blackpool, we got Blackpool on Tuesday night. good luck to the lads there. But a win's got to come from somewhere because
really needs to.
Playoffs is the only thing that we can go for now. If anything, the playoffs is anything that anyone can go for now because Fulham and Bournemouth are too strong. They're far too strong.
I'd be majorly shocked if one of them two messed up. I can't see it happening. I think they are going to storm the automatic places, to be honest.
If they do mess this up, it will be probably one of the most catastrophic things in the history of the Championship.
Definitely.
Just the latest score from Derby. It's Derby 1, Bournemouth 1 after 20 minutes. So it's 1-1. Ooh. At the moment there. But great win for Huddersfield, who just set outside the playoffs there. Blackburn Rovers, they're next highest on the table there, Eddie. How did Blackburn Rovers get on yesterday?
It was a 1-1 draw away to Bristol City. They welcomed Nigel Pearson back to the dugout. I think he'd had COVID for the second time, I believe.
Really not been very well at all. No.
But it's good, really good to see him back. He's one of the characters in the game as well.
Yeah, so, it was really good to see him on the touchline yesterday. But good draw for Bristol City, I'd say. Probably not a result for Blackburn Rovers.
Away on the road. It's always good to get a point away on the road if you're going to get anything.
It's been what now? I'm just looking now. It's been 9 years since Blackburn Rovers graced the Premier League, the former champions of England as well, mm-hmm. from 94-95. There's so many strong teams around there. And I don't know if you noticed, but 3 points, it doesn't matter where you are in a loss for one of those teams, you can catapult yourselves into the playoffs. It's like, remember that week when we had Luton and Millwall in the playoffs? And it was just like, it doesn't matter. It just, 3 points can really catapult yourselves into the season. So a good win there. Just a reminder for people, QPR we mentioned, but QPR 2, Luton 0 on Friday night. That was the fixture there. AD, you mentioned Coventry City's 0-0 draw with Sheffield United. Probably a good point for Sheffield United. That another good point for Coventry as well. It keeps the pressure in the playoffs, and they have dropped down to fifth.
They've been in the playoff places for a long time this season now, so it's looking good.
That's it. And next furthest down on the table is Millwall, and it was Chris Wilder's first game in charge of Middlesbrough.
Certainly was. It finished Middlesbrough 1, Millwall 1. Probably a good point for Middlesbrough, to be honest.
Good point for them both, I think. Good start for Wilder. It wasn't a loss, which is always good. And it was actually really good to see him in the post-match interviews back in football. It'll be interesting to see how Chris Wilder does there. But Gary Rowett...
Be interesting to see how his brash character comes out this season as well, because he doesn't hold back, does he, in his interviews?
He really don't. But Gary Rowett and his team are still in the top half of the table, which is doing well there. Good draw yesterday as well for Blackpool and Swansea, very close in the table. 1-1, wasn't it, AD?
Yeah, it finished Swansea 1, Blackpool 1. We've got Swansea in 12th and Blackpool in 10th. Close game, probably deserved to be a draw, yeah.
Yeah, some Russell Martin doing a really good job now for Swansea City, and Neil Critchley just carrying on.
I think he got a new contract the other day, didn't he?
I think he did. And he's
till 2024, I believe.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, that's what we saw, and they're doing really well. I think the first season about 10th in the league. There's no reason why they can't go on and get themselves into those playoff spots as well come the end of the season.
Absolutely not. No.
Great stuff. Luton Town, the Hatters, they played on Friday night and they're next down in the table at 2-0 loss. Swansea, we mentioned. Nottingham Forest, how are they getting on still under Steve?
Nottingham Forest, it was a draw away to Reading, a 1-1 draw there.
It was indeed. And just
Reading, I don't think we mentioned, did we? They've had a point deduction this week.
So they've got a 6-point deduction and that's applied to them. So that took them down to 19th initially, but they are 20th now after the weekend's results. I think they do have a further points deduction, but that has been
pending.
On that one. But Reading 1, Nottingham Forest 1, so some big work there for Reading there and the team. I would try and pronounce your manager's name, Reading, but it's Pornovic, I think it is. I'm not going for the first name.
I'm going to go with, Pornovic or Paunovic. One of them two. Vezhiko Paunovic. We'll go with that.
That's it. So another weekend in the Championship where there's been some great results. And as we mentioned, it's still Derby 1, Bournemouth 1 at the present moment in time in that fixture there. But some good scores. And I think there's another one that we just need to mention as well. And it's probably a couple of teams that are struggling down the lower half of the table. And we've got the likes of Hull and Birmingham City. How did they finish up, AD?
Tell you what, Hull got a fantastic home victory. It was Hull 2, Birmingham 0. So
Lee Carsley, that's a blast from the past. Lee Bowyer was not a happy man.
I can imagine.
Yeah, he was definitely the Lee Bowyer that we know as a player and his time at Charlton as in his post-match interview. But rightly so, there was a couple of decisions that he didn't agree. And I think one of the Hull City goals, actually, if you watch the replay, it actually went out of play by quite a distance and it wasn't brought back.
Didn't pick it up. Oh dear.
Yeah, so I can understand why he was angry yesterday. But yeah, Hull 2, Birmingham City 0. We mentioned Middlesbrough. Preston 1, Cardiff City 2, another win.
Tell you what, cracking win for Cardiff away there. Yep, for Steve Morrison's lads.
Yep, Steve Morrison giving the job now until the end of the season. So he's doing really well. And Cardiff City, you're now up to 19th in the league.
Preston is 16th after that. Yeah,
that's it. Press on from here. Press on from here. There. That brings an end to the Championship. So yeah, Mitrovic, I'm just looking now, 20 goals. Ben Brereton Diaz and Dom Solanke, they're both on 13 goals apiece. Just to mention Barnsley. So Barnsley, they did lose yesterday to Fulham, as we mentioned, but they do have a new manager of Swedish and Iranian. Swedish and Iranian. He's had a fair few jobs, actually. He's only 36 years of age. He's had a fair few jobs. But another unknown manager, isn't it, from Barnsley?
That's what they seem to go for, don't they?
Yeah, Poyet Ashbagian. I think that 23-year wait to get back into the Premier League is just going to continue just a little bit longer for Barnsley. It was a result that was probably expected yesterday, but fair play to you. You got a goal at Craven Cottage. That's no easy feat to do. Not there. But in terms of the results, that's it, AD. I don't know where to start. I think we mentioned with Fulham and Bournemouth, they're pretty much done and dusted in there.
Yeah.
When it comes to the playoffs, it's anyone's game.
Yeah. If West Brom if Ismail can change up his tactics and do something different rather than what he sticks to, what he loves doing, then they'll be okay for the playoffs, I would say. But it all depends on how he goes with his tactics. He needs to change something. Stoke looking good still. Yeah, Coventry looking good.
Say, yeah. If I was to say who would go up as playoff winners at this present moment in time, it's between Stoke or Coventry.
I'd say so.
I think Coventry's biggest thing is keeping Mark Robbins in the job. Mm-hmm. Make sure that no other suitors come around knocking on the door for him. But if they can keep him and keep the strength and the squad that they've got, or make a couple of additions in January, they should be there and thereabouts in there.
What about dark horses to get into the playoff places before the end of the season? By the end of the season.
Blackpool, Swansea, Nottingham Forest. They're the three that stand out to me.
Say so.
Probably more so than none.
Blackburn, they do have a tendency to slip out of the playoffs this time of year as well, which they have done. They're just outside. But they've got a good, you know, Ben Brereton scoring the goals. They've got Bradley Dack back from a long injury. It's the Championship. Who knows? But
anything can happen. But all I know is, the playoffs. If we're there, AD, in May, we'll be there in spirit.
We don't do well in playoffs, do we?
We never do, but we'll see. But good luck to the rest of the teams. A cracking league. And it's just gonna get better and better as the season goes on. Fantastic stuff. When we come back, it's time for AD's Strange Footballing Fact of the Week.
So, Strange Footballing Fact of the Week. Today, it's in the German Bundesliga. So, Wolfsburg of the said German Bundesliga once had a manager named Wolfgang Wolf. So you could say he was Wolfgang Wolf of Wolfsburg. How much Wolf would you like there?
Wolfgang Wolf of Wolfsburg. I like that.
Exactly.
Yeah, Wolfgang Wolf. Yeah, I remember. I do remember reading that from a fair moons ago. But yeah, that is a cracking start. And I think at the time it was probably, it wasn't even of the mindset of the actual board when they appointed him. It wasn't until after. I think they were too engrossed on getting the man for the job. It wasn't until after when one of the journalists actually turned around and said, "So Wolfgang, you're Wolfsburg's manager and you're a wolf yourself." And he laughed. And then the chairman actually started laughing himself because that's when it clicked, kind of thing. But that's cracking. That is a good
just
one.
Just a bit of a background on the man himself. So Wolfgang Wolf of VfL Wolfsburg, he was manager from 23rd of March 1998 to the 4th of March 2003. Had a 39.49% win ratio. So he was there for a few years, but I think that was when Wolfsburg were not really challenging for the Bundesliga back then. So sort of a mid-table team then, but there we are. Yep.
Good stuff. Yeah, because just while we're on the the theme of the Bundesliga. How did Dortmund get on?
Dortmund, it was a 2-1 victory, and it was against, I just had the result there. Yeah, it was against Stuttgart at home, 2-1 victory. I think it's just a point below Munich at the top now. They are the top scorers in the league, both
They
of
are
them.
Indeed, yeah. There was a good round of fixtures yesterday in the Bundesliga. Schalke got a 1-1 draw in the Bundesliga 2. I've slipped out of those top four positions. But it was a little bit of change at the bottom of the league. Augsburg got a fantastic win against Bayern Munich.
Oh, yes, on Friday night, yeah.
Yeah, really, really fantastic result for Augsburg. So that's brought them out of the relegation mix, and it's actually, and Dortmund win has brought Stuttgart into that mix now there as well. But yeah, some good results yesterday. I just thought we might as well cover that while we're on a bit of Bundesliga topic. Fantastic stuff. Wolfgang, Wolf of Wolfsburg.
That's him.
Great stuff. When we come back, it's the EFL League One and League Two.
So let's have a look at League One and League Two straight after, shall we? Where should we start? What do you reckon?
Starting League
Athletic,
One.
Should we start with?
Yeah, let's start with Charlton Athletic. Yeah. So it was a big day at Charlton Athletic yesterday. It was a day called Fill the Valley. And I believe, by the sounds of it, it was where a season ticket holder could bring up to three people into the ground of charge just to fill the grounds. The owners were there as well. Johnny Jackson is still caretaker manager. So with the owner in charge, the Valley
give him the job permanently.
Give him the job, yeah. Give him the job permanently now. So hopefully we might see something in the coming days in relation to Charlton Athletic. But it was a really, really good win. A full Valley. Plymouth Argyle brought a fair few as well. You still remain top of the league, Plymouth Argyle fans, but you did lose 2-0 yesterday. So not much to worry about. I think Rotherham United have got a game in hand over yourselves, but Plymouth Argyle, but Charlton Athletic are now 12th in the league.
Fantastic win there.
Great
like
job
you said,
from,
a good initiative from the owner to have that day at the Valley as well. So
really good, really good. And to see that, and they're up to 12th, great victory. They've just been on a great, great roller coaster since Johnny Jackson's taken over when he took over from Nigel Atkins.
He's five unbeaten.
Yeah, yeah, he's a man that knows the club. He's definitely lives and breathes the Addicts, as they're called. And yeah, they're doing a great job. But Plymouth Argyle fans, you've got these unbeaten runs. They don't go on forever. And you know what, Ryan Lowe, your team you'll come back stronger and that, and you're still top of the league and things like that. But it's a day for Charlton Athletic yesterday, and I thought it was. And yeah, it was really, really, really good result yesterday for Charlton.
And nice to the cherry on top, get the victory against the league leaders as well. What a fantastic day.
And quite funny that you just said cherries, actually. So sorry, but to go back to the EFL Championship, Derby 1, Bournemouth 2, the cherries have just scored.
There we are.
Nice little pun there for yourself. You mentioned cherry, I've got to mention it. But yeah, fantastic result for Charlton Athletic. Now a fixture. This was absolutely baffled my mind yesterday. Accrington Stanley played Sheffield Wednesday for the first time ever yesterday under the name Accrington Stanley. So the first time. But Sheffield Wednesday last went to Accrington to face a team competitively was back on the 24th of September, 1892.
Oh, wow.
That was the last time a Sheffield Wednesday side went to Accrington. And that was when Accrington were just called Accrington back then. And Accrington won that day. They won that day 4-2. But yesterday, Sheffield Wednesday won that game 3-2. So I just thought I'd bring my own little stats
in there.
Nice
little bit of history there, yeah.
Yeah, 1892, that's a long time to play each other. But yeah, it's fantastic. Fantastic little stat yesterday. A good win for Sheffield Wednesday. Great game. Accrington Stanley 2, Sheffield Wednesday 3. Sheffield Wednesday just outside the playoffs. Accrington Stanley, you're slowly creeping down the league. 17th now.
They are slowly creeping down, aren't they? Week on week.
That's it. Yep. That was the pressing ones for me yesterday. It was Charlton Athletic and Sheffield Wednesday. Just so other people are aware, Cheltenham Town got a victory over Shrewsbury Town. Alexandra got
a big win for them,
isn't
it?
That's a great win.
Yeah.
It's a couple of things that I saw this morning, because I don't know if we mentioned it last week, but Steve Evans was approached by Stevenage.
He was, yes, I did see that. Yeah.
And Scally, the owner,
they literally got turned down straight
turned
away.
Down
wasn't
straight
it?
Away. Nope, whereas now he's probably thinking, yeah, let's give you some thing. But yeah, Gillingham down to 20th now. Fantastic win for Crewe in the league. There
was that 2-0 victory yesterday.
2-0 victory. Yeah, and just to mention, just to go back to Cheltenham. Sorry, Cheltenham Town fans, because that is a brilliant win yesterday over Shrewsbury Town. You are now up to 11th in the league there. So a great, great piece of run there for Michael Duff and his team, doing really well over Shrewsbury Town. Actually, I think, yeah, Shrewsbury Town. Because they're under Steve Cottrell. Steve Cottrell is a bit of a legend, actually, at Cheltenham.
Yeah, Shrewsbury down to 21st as well in the league.
Yeah, not doing great for Shrewsbury Town. But yeah, great stuff there. Doncaster Rovers 0, Lincoln City 0. So a nice little mini derby that was. I think there's only 40 miles between the two. But
yep,
the fans,
not far, no.
Yeah, the fans walked away with a 0-0 draw on that one. And now, Fleetwood Town 1, Morecambe 2. There is only one mention, and I believe his name is Stockton. If you haven't seen it, AD, that boy scored from the halfway line yesterday.
Oh, really? Was it like a Beckham-esque?
It was indeed. Indeed. I'm just going to make sure I got his name right. But it was absolutely super. Yep, Stockton in the 94th minute, and it was a winner as well. And the scenes were fantastic. Because that's kind of like a little mini derby, actually.
So, it's 1-0 in the game. You decide, you know what, I'm going to look up from the halfway line, do a Beckham sort of halfway line sort of dink over the keeper, and that's going to be
win
a winner.
And that's the winning goal as well.
That's the way to do it.
Definitely, yeah, definitely. It reminded me of the Beckham one, actually, just the way he took the ball, looked up, smashed it.
That little look up and then boom.
Boom. And it, you know what, he got the drift just right. And people always think, oh, these goals don't happen in these lower leagues, but they do. And they do.
They certainly do.
There are some quality in the league down the bottom. So yeah, just wanted to mention Stockton for Morecambe. What a fantastic goal that was yesterday. Liam Mannings, MK Dons, another win over Jimmy Floyd Hasselbanks. Burton Albion, so MK Dons, you still remain in fifth position. And Burton, whereabouts
15th,
are they now?
15th Burton at the moment, yeah.
There we go. Danny Cowley, a little bit of remembering for him yesterday. Portsmouth 2, AFC Wimbledon 1. So great result for Danny Cowley and his team. Portsmouth now up to 9th. So slowly creeping back up the table, AD.
It's like we said, didn't we, previous times, how close the sort of mid-table is in League 1. And it just goes to show Portsmouth 9th. And a few weeks ago, I'm pretty sure they were down as far as 15th.
Yeah, they were. Exactly, yeah. So again, it just shows
a good few wins now. That's a couple of wins and it's turned it around a bit.
That's one thing that I will say for yourself this season. You've got that time. You've got that kind of vision and that thought process to help fans try and go, you know what, things take time. You did it with Paul Cook for Ipswich, and that's worked out really well for himself. And now, yeah, Danny Cowley, he had some really heavy defeats, didn't they?
He did. And yeah, I did worry for him when there was them defeats where they conceded 4 goals in 2 games, yeah.
But you're right, AD, just a little bit of time, and that's what we've just said about us being fans of West Bromwich Albion.
As frustrating as it can be as a fan, still the right thing, I think, to give time.
Exactly, exactly there. Paul Warren and his boys, Rotherham United, another fantastic win yesterday. 3-1 over Cambridge United. That was the first time that they played in about 20 years, I think it was. In the same league, I think it was, yeah. So Rotherham United 3, Cambridge United 1 there. So Rotherham United, you are second in the league. You've crept into those automatic spots. You do have a game in hand as well over Plymouth Argyle. So a chance for you to make maybe an immediate return back to the Championship now. We've been mentioning nothing but Wigan and Sunderland and all that and Sheffield Wednesday, but you know what? Plymouth and Rotherham, you're proving the league to be.
They
that.
Really are.
Yeah, exactly that.
I mean, we like we've said previous times, we thought it was Wigan and Sunderland for the taking, and it's not going
it's
that
not.
Way at the moment.
And talking of Sunderland, they've crept themselves back into the playoffs.
Much needed win.
Yeah, the reason they've done that is because Oxford United didn't play yesterday. There was their game with Wigan and was postponed due to COVID.
There was 7 cases, positive cases of COVID. That's why the Wigan game got postponed, yeah.
So there you go. So another game in hand for each. So that's the reason why Oxford United are no longer in the playoffs. But that's going to be a big game. That was 2 games yesterday. So just go back to Sunderland. So Sunderland 2, Ipswich Town now. So Sunderland back to winning ways after a bit of dip in form recently. Ipswich Town still in 10th position, so still respectable in that perspective. But yeah, Wigan and Oxford, that was a big game yesterday. That's a playoff clash, that was yesterday. Shame.
Could have been a good game.
This is the thing, right? We spoke about TV selections quite early on in the season. I'd love to see a game like that on the telly. Wigan versus Oxford United, yeah.
Definitely, yeah.
I think a little bit more focus needs to be put on these. We've got this dedicated Sky Sports football channel.
Yeah.
We're watching Derby Bournemouth now. So why can't we have more fixtures like that on the telly?
Yeah, Sky Sports, I reckon they should. I'm going to say this quite happily. They should showcase League One and League Two a lot more often.
A lot more often, rather than just the odd
Seeing
game.
Seeing as the EFL is one of the main sponsors on Sky Sports.
Exactly.
As well.
Yeah. So yeah, that was
Sky Sports.
Same as Sunderland Ipswich. That would have been a game on the telly in my eyes yesterday. Oh, yeah. There you go. There's my first one of the week. My only one of the week. But yeah, we'll see how it goes then. But yeah, then
definitely should show more coverage of Leagues One and League Two. Entertaining leagues as well. Why would you not do that for viewers who may be new to the EFL as well?
Exactly. Surely. Exactly. So, and then the final game of the day was between Gareth Ainsworth's and Ian Evatt's sides. Wickham Wanderers 1, Bolton Wanderers 0. So Wickham Wanderers, you still remain fourth in the league. Bolton down to 13th in the table. But yeah, I think me and AD chose Charlton Athletic, probably the standout performance, not only of the day, but really good thing to do down at the Vale.
In recent weeks, they've just been phenomenal,
they've just been
haven't
fantastic,
they?
Yeah, and no doubt why they can't be pushing themselves. There's still plenty of the season left, so we'll see how Charlton Athletic do. But Johnny Jackson needs that job. He should be appointed in the next couple of days.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure many people have called for him to get the permanent role, definitely.
Well deserved. That's it. But as we mentioned, Plymouth Argyle, Rotherham United, Wigan Athletic, Wickham, MK Dons, Sunderland make up the top two in the playoffs. Sheffield Wednesday, Oxford, Portsmouth, Ipswich, Cheltenham and Charlton Athletic make up the top half.
In the bottom half, we've got Bolton Wanderers, Cambridge United, Burton Albion, Lincoln City, Accrington Stanley, Morecambe, AFC Wimbledon, Gillingham. In the bottom four places, we've got Shrewsbury Town, Fleetwood Town, Doncaster Rovers and Crewe Alexandra.
Lovely stuff. Moving over to EFL League 2 then. So, couple of big scores yesterday, and I think the one that stands out to me probably more so than none was a very, very low-tabled clash between Mansfield Town and Scunthorpe United. Over to you. What was the score, AD?
Yeah, so it finished Mansfield Town 3, Scunthorpe 1. Another great win for Mansfield.
Yeah, definitely another win for Mansfield.
Really well.
They push
that's three wins on the bounce for them now as well.
Yeah, they're doing now. Yeah, and again, another one for you where you said, just take time. Nigel Clough's a great manager and he's been around in the game long enough.
He's got the experience in these leagues,
hasn't he? He has indeed. So, yeah, 17th for them. Scunthorpe, you still remain at the bottom of the league. When it comes to Forest Green Rovers, you're still leading the way in the league and a fantastic win yesterday over Hartlepool United. 3-1 there. Exeter City, did they continue that run of form?
Certainly did. It was Exeter City 2, Carlisle United 1.
So that winning mentality still continues.
Oh yeah, what was the unbeaten record? Was it 14?
I think it was 14. Yeah, something like that.
15 now.
15 games now. And Leighton Orient were someone similar as well with an unbeaten run, weren't they? But yeah, we'll come on to them in a little bit of detail in a bit. Yeah, but Exeter City and Carlisle United, really good results there for those. Port Vale, a big loss yesterday, actually.
Yeah, so it was Oldham Athletic 3. Port Vale 2. What a win for Oldham.
Great win for Oldham.
Brings them out of the bottom two, doesn't it? Port Vale, bit of a slip up there. Still obviously in the top three, aren't they? Yep, in third. But
definitely a strange side when it comes to results like that.
Yeah. Let's have a look at Port Vale's their record. What's their recent record? To be honest, it's not been the best out of the last five games. So it's the last two games. They've lost this game just now, drew, won the previous two, and then drew way back. So, yeah, it's very up and down form at the moment. They need to sort things out, really.
They do indeed.
Pretty sharpish as well.
Yeah. Absolutely. Swindon Town. So Swindon Town played yesterday. Another victory for Swindon Town yesterday. Newport County 1, Swindon Town 2. How did the Cobblers get on? Oh, that's quite a tasty game yesterday at Valley Parade.
It was Bradford City 1, Northampton Town 1.
Big game.
Good draw for Northampton. Massive game, yeah. Northampton in fifth place, doing the playoffs. Bradford City, you are in 10th place. Not been doing too badly in recent weeks, actually.
No.
That's three draws on the bounce. There was a win before that and a loss. So at least there have been no more defeats in recent times. Poddling along.
Quite nicely. That's what we call it, yeah. People won't get that, but that's what me and AD say, poddling along, which is always a good thing for them too. So, I'll hand it over to you now. So let's have a look at Leighton Orient and Harrogate Town's games. So over to you, pal.
Absolutely. So first we'll go with Leighton Orient. They had a big home victory yesterday. It was Leighton Orient 4, Sutton United 1. Crash bang to reality for Sutton United, I'd say, in this league. But great run form for Leighton Orient, to be honest. That's a win there. They've had at least five unbeaten games on the bounce. Sutton United, that... It's very up and down form. They've lost three and won two in their last five games. So it's right. Very mid-table form looking at the moment. But they're still joint on points with the playoff places.
That's it. And I think that's the biggest joy, isn't it? Right. The biggest joy is the fact that they're experienced in this first ever season. They're doing well. Yes, it wasn't a great result yesterday for themselves. No. But they'll move on from it. Leighton Orient doing well. They're scoring some goals at the minute, Leighton Orient.
They are, aren't they? Banging them in at the moment.
But we'll see how they get on. Again, it's another exciting
I'll tell you what,
league.
Leighton Orient are officially the highest scorers in the league. 31 goals.
I think you mentioned that last week, didn't you? Yeah, yeah. So they're scoring goals for fun. Very much like Fulham. I wonder what the score would be. I know they're a league apart.
Yeah.
Fulham and Leighton Orient.
If they were maybe closer in
wonder
terms
would, I wonder
of,
if it would be the end-to-end game, we think. Like a 10-10 result at the end of it. But fantastic. So Harrogate Town, how did they get on? How did Gary Bowyer get on?
Yeah. Probably a bit of pressure eased on Bowyer, to be honest. It finished Harrogate Town 0, Salford City 2. Great win for Salford. I'm going to say that first and foremost.
Definitely.
16th place. I think they were in and around there anyway before kickoff. Yeah. Harrogate in 7th, still in the playoffs, but great win for Salford.
Is it a little run now for Salford, is there? Is there a little run going on?
Let's have a look. Salford, that is a draw and a win, so two unbeaten. Good little start there for an unbeaten run. Harrogate, that's three defeats from five. Still in seventh in the playoff places, but they've got to, turn things around there.
They were looking good at the start of the season, leading the way, sitting in the top three. Yeah, slowly coming underway for Simon.
It's eroded a little bit, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. They're fantastic stuff. We've mentioned Newport County, we've mentioned Sutton, we've mentioned Bradford. Let's go over to Bristol Rovers. Bristol Rovers 2, Tranmere Rovers 2, and still unbeaten for Joe Barton's men.
Certainly is. Where are we? Bristol Rovers, you are currently in 14th place. That is three unbeaten, two wins in that draw from yesterday in what looked like a cracking game. Tranmere, that's you in 11th place. You've stopped the run of three defeats in a row. Good draw there, I would say. I think good draw for both teams, really. All in all, probably a deserved 2-2 draw for both.
Definitely. Yeah. I think, Joe Barton's just picking up a bit of momentum with the team now, which is, I don't want anyone to fail. And Joe Barton's definitely a character, and I do like a character in the game thing there. But they're doing really well. 2-2. Tranmere Rovers doing really well as well under Mickey Mellon in the league, just picking up the play. Sitting mid-table, you know what? It's better than being down the bottom end and struggling and finding the form. But looking at some teams that are struggling and finding form down the bottom, I just need to make sure that I've got this result right for Stevenage and Colchester. I feel like this result. It is right. It was 1-0. Right, yes. Yep, Stevenage 1, Colchester United 0. So they're both teams in 20th and 21st position. Stevenage still remain in 21st position in the league, but probably a vital win for themselves at the moment.
With your rivals in them places down there as well, vital
definitely,
win.
Yeah, definitely. Like we've mentioned a number of times on the show, if you're down there and you're playing the teams that are around you, Scunthorpe, you had the chance yesterday against Mansfield, but Mansfield are doing really well and blah, blah, blah. Stevenage, you've got to beat the teams like Colchester, Oldham, Carlisle, Barrow, those sort of teams that are around you, and you're doing it, which is the main thing.
Even grinding out a 1-0 victory, that's all it takes. Fantastic.
Really. That's it, yeah. And I think Stevenage, they're on the search for a manager, aren't they, at the minute?
They certainly are. They had a bid for Steve Evans.
Mentioned it,
denied,
we just
didn't they?
Denied. Yeah. I'm just going to check it because I didn't see anything in the press about Alex Revel being removed. But it is vacant at the moment.
I think
Alex
I did.
Revel.
I did hear inklings, but it wasn't really. There wasn't any
there wasn't
massive
any,
news on it.
Yeah,
was there
wasn't any massive press. So I'm just going
to. Oh, there we are. Stevenage Park Company with Revel. That was on the 14th. So it was a week ago.
It was a week ago. It's crazy because. We follow pretty much what we can on social media and the news and that. And not once have I heard that until I watched Quest. There
was
a quote
from the chairman at Stevenage. All it said was, Revs, I think that's his nickname for Alex Revel, gave everything for the club, could not have worked harder. Then he says, we expected a successful season and some performances early in the season were outstanding. Mm-hmm. However, that early promise has not been repeated in the league and we both agree it's time for a change. So it was a mutual decision. That's why he left.
First job, it was his first job as well. Played 54 times for Stevenage Borough, scoring 13 goals, Alex Revel. But yeah, so they're on the search for a manager. They've got someone in caretaker charge at the minute. I couldn't tell you who it was. Stevenage fans, if you know, let us know. But hopefully you should have a manager by the end of the week. You may have Steve Evans now after Gillingham's poor result in the league. So we'll see. We'll see how that materialises there. And then the last result of the day in the AFL League 2 was Walsall 0. Rochdale nil, so Walsall in 15th and Rochdale in 13th. So another mid-table game, another draw.
Probably
that's
the right
it.
Result, yeah.
That's it, yeah. So Forest Green Rovers still leading the way in the EFL League 2. Exeter City and Port Vale make up those top three spots. In the playoffs, Swindon, Northampton, Leyton Orient and Harrogate Town, as Aidy mentioned a little bit earlier. Newport County, Sutton United, Bradford City, Tranmere Rovers and Hartlepool United, they make up the top half.
In the bottom half, we've got Rochdale, Bristol Rovers, Walsall, Salford City, Mansfield Town, Crawley Town, Barrow, Colchester United, Stevenage, Oldham Athletic. And then in the bottom two, we've got Carlisle United and Scunthorpe United. That's rounds up League Two.
Fantastic stuff. When we come back, let's take a look at non-league.
Let's have a look at non-league, shall we?
Let's, yeah. So when it comes to the national premier table, I'll tell you what, you go through the table. I'll go through the result of the top seven teams.
Let's
like we
do
normally
it.
Do.
So the national league table here, we've got Chesterfield on the top spot, followed by
Chesterfield. Yeah. So Chesterfield, they were 2-0 victors over Solihull Moors.
Fantastic win. Away to Solihull as well, wasn't it?
Yep. Away to Solihull.
Followed by Borehamwood in second place.
Big win. Yeah, big win for Borehamwood. 4-0 over Maidenhead United.
Fantastic. They're doing well. Really, we've liked to watch them, haven't we, this season?
Yeah, so yeah, a team that have never, never been in the Football League. So, yeah, good kudos to Borehamwood and the team there.
Fantastic. Followed by third place, Grimsby Town.
Grimsby Town played on Friday night and it was a 1-0 victory. So the two teams that came down from the Football League last season, Grimsby Town 1, Southend United 0. So Grimsby Town, what did you say, third in the league?
Third
South
in the league, yeah.
And 20th. They're 20th in the league at the moment. So yeah, great win for Grimsby Town. Back on to some 3 points on the board, which is good for them.
Fantastic. And then in the main playoff places, we start with Bromley in fourth.
Bromley, another win yesterday for Bromley, 3-2 victory over King's Lynn Town. Again, another side that have never graced the Football League is Bromley. You've been there a couple of times, haven't you, as well? Bromley.
I've been there for an FA Cup game with Worcester City about 7 years ago, yeah.
There you go. So, again, Borehamwood and Bromley never been in the Football League, so kudos to those two, as we mentioned.
Well. Yep, fifth place, we've got Notts County.
Went down yesterday, they dropped points yesterday, Eastleigh 2, Notts County 0.
Bit of a defeat there.
Eastleigh, where are Eastleigh?
They
Eastleigh
are 15th.
Yeah, 15th in the league.
Brilliant. Really good win for Eastleigh there. Fair play. Followed by sixth place, FC Halifax Town.
So a victory yesterday away from home over Dover Athletic. So Dover Athletic 1, FC Halifax Town 3.
There's just no respite for Dover Athletic as they're this season at all.
National League South football will be theirs for next season.
Yeah, that's going to happen, isn't it? And then seventh place, we had Dagenham and Redbridge.
So Dagenham and Redbridge, another loss yesterday, 1-0 to Yeovil Town at home. So Yeovil Town up to 13th in the league. Dagenham still remain in those playoff spots. So some fair few results yesterday. The top seven looking still as you were kind of thing. Wrexham are slowly creeping up the league as well. They did play actually. They 0-0 draw against Welston yesterday. But yeah, Southend United, another loss for them. The bottom three, Aldershot Town, King's Lynn Town, and obviously Dover Athletic there. So yeah, some good games. But Chesterfield, Borehamwood and Grimsby and Bromley all picking up victories in the top four positions there. Over to the National League North. Swap over. I'll do the table.
Absolutely.
You tell the people what happened for that club. So top of the league still is AFC Fylde. How did they get on?
AFC Fylde, they had a really good 2-1 victory away to AFC Telford yesterday. AFC Fylde obviously top of the league, and Telford, where are you, Telford? Let's have a look.
Telford bottom
a little bit. Oh, you're dead bottom. So yeah, not a pretty close result for the bottom team there at Fylde, but yeah, Fylde picked up them the win there. Yep.
Fantastic stuff. Two teams, Brackley Town in second position. I believe they played a team in the playoffs yesterday who are sixth.
They did. They played Curzon Ashton in sixth place and it finished 0-0.
Point piece. So good stuff.
Brackley Town still in second place, doing well.
I feel like Brackley Town have been up there for the duration of the season. Yeah, Curzon Ashton, they've always been in the playoffs there or thereabouts in sixth position as well. Fantastic stuff. Over to Chorley. So Chorley FC, not Chorley Town, Chorley FC in third position. How are they getting on?
They had a cracking 2-2 draw away to Boston United yesterday. Boston United are in eighth place, just outside the playoffs. Good draw for Boston, that. Yeah.
First proper season as well for Boston United in their new home as well. They've got a brand new stadium, Boston United. Good 2-2 draw, definitely there for them. Kidderminster Harriers, they're into fourth. I believe they played Alfreton Town yesterday.
Massive victory for Kidderminster. They won 4-1 away to Alfreton Town. Alfreton Town, bearing in mind, they're only just outside the playoffs.
Yeah, I just noticed that.
So that's a big result. Win for Kidderminster.
It's a great result. Yeah, that's great. I do remember the days when Alfreton were in the Premier. Two teams trying to get back into that Premier. Kidderminster more so than none trying to get back into the Football
League.
Well,
they were in the
leagues
at one point.
Yeah, they were. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Gateshead, so up to north to Gateshead, a fantastic victory over Spennymoor.
They did have a great win. It was a 2-1 victory away to Spennymoor, who were in 10th place.
Very similar position to what Alfreton and Kidderminster have just done there. Very, very close to the table. Yeah, Gateshead, who are in the playoffs, coming out on there. And then one for you, pal. 7th league, still in the playoffs, Leamington. How did they get on?
Yeah, my hometown club. Leamington 1, Southport 1. I think that's a good point gain for Southport, who are in 17th.
Southport struggling this season. Yeah, another team that I would say they were ex-Premier in terms of National League as well. So
they were, weren't they, a while ago? Yeah,
they were. Yeah. So interesting. So there we go. So there's the North. AFC Fylde still leading the way. We've got some brand new people in the bottom two of the North, which is Guiseley and, as AD mentioned in their result, AFC Telford United as well. So yeah, over to you for the table now for the National League South.
Absolutely. So in the National League South, we have got Dartford top of the league.
Dartford top of the league, yep. So they were away yesterday to Hemel Hempstead and they picked up a 3-2 victory over those yesterday.
Second place in the semi-final playoff places we're talking about here, we've got Ebbsfleet United.
Yep, so they were at home yesterday to Welling United and they picked up an emphatic 6-0 victory over those.
Fantastic. Third place, Oxford City.
Oxford City played a team that are, I think, in fourth, actually. Dulwich Hamlet, so we might as well get these two over and done with.
That's it.
Oxford City 2, Dulwich Hamlet 0. So, yeah, Oxford City continuing that great form that they've got at that moment, and they lead in third, like you said, in those semi-final places.
Fantastic. And then in fifth, because obviously Dulwich Hamlet were in fourth, we talked about them just now, fifth place is Hungerford Town.
Charlie Austin's ex-boys, they won yesterday again in another close top-of-the-table clash. I believe St Albans are just outside the playoffs, but they play St Albans 1, Hungerford Town 3.
Yeah, St Albans 8th place, literally just outside the playoffs. So that's a good win there, Hungerford, yeah.
I do like these two next fixtures. I don't know if you can notice the similarities between the two, but yeah, over to you.
Yeah, it's the B's versus the H's, isn't it?
It is.
So yeah, we've got Havanton-Waterlooville in 6th place.
So they faced off against Braintree Town. So Braintree Town 0, Havant and Waterlooville 2.
And then in 7th place, we've got, in the last playoff place, we've got Hampton and Richmond.
And they got an away victory as well over Billericay, who sit bottom of the league. So yeah, two B teams versus two H's and in the name. So
funny enough, both B's were at home to the H's as well.
That's it. And pretty much, other than Dulwich Hamlet, it was very good. Very good weekend for the top seven sides. Obviously, Dulwich Hamlet playing Oxford City. So, yeah, good stuff there.
I was meant to have mentioned this last week, but it's interesting to see the decline of Billericay Town, who are dead bottom of the league.
Definitely,
In recent years, they had the likes of Jamie O'Hara at the club managing. Their chairman's a bit bonkers as well. He decides to...
Didn't he have Pennant as well?
Jermaine Pennant was there once upon a time. But I think there was a documentary or a clip I saw a while ago, and the chairman seems to like to run everything himself. I'm sure he was manager as well as owner.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, you know what? Talking of documentaries, I noticed that you watched it the other day as well. Yes. I watched it when it first came out. If you get a chance, watch the Robbie Savage and the, I can't remember his name. It's Rob, isn't it?
Rob Dewhurst, I believe. Yeah. Yes,
new owner of Morecambe. Watch their documentary on the BBC iPlayer. It's really good watch. Really good watch. Yes, Robbie Savage is a number of things, but you know what? I reckon he'd be a great manager. I really do.
We're not going to ruin it, but if you get a chance to watch this documentary, watch out for his passion on the sidelines.
His passion, but the fact that he can also calm a situation down. Yeah. So, yeah, if you get an opportunity, give that a watch on the BBC iPlayer. It's really good to watch Macclesfield and how they're getting on after, obviously, their club went bust.
Watch their whole rebuild story. It's a good little, it's just under an hour. It's a nice little watch.
Yeah, it's a really good watch. But over to the other teams. So the leagues below the Northern Premier. I'll quickly wrap through these. So Matlock Town still lead the Northern Premier. Colville Town still lead the Southern League's Premier Central. In the Southern League, Premier South, Farnborough. And in the Isthmian League, Premier Worthing. No fixtures for my hometown club, Nuneaton, yesterday. I'm not too sure why, actually. I don't know whether it's because of some other fixtures or whatever it was, but there was no fixture yesterday for them. But there was some FA Vars action yesterday. I do have all the results, but there were a lot of games yesterday. So if you are interested to see how maybe your local side got on in the FA Vars, as the grounds start materialising, we'll start bringing the FA Vars like we did the FA Trophy for last weekend.
Definitely.
But it was second round action, and I believe Worcester City played in the second round.
They did, yeah. It was a 0-0 draw in the 90 minutes against Whittlesea Athletic, and then unfortunately it was a 7-6 defeat for Worcester on penalties, so they do not go through to the third round.
I do feel for you, pal.
Take on penalties.
Yeah, so obviously Worcester City wouldn't have played in the FA Trophy, which is kind of, the FA Vars is for like the lower leagues.
Mm. That is like, I think that's the lowest competition. Yeah.
So I had it last week, FA Trophy, hoping for a day out at Wembley for the Nuneaton Borough, but that didn't materialise. And then same for Worcester yesterday. So we'll both have to,
unfortunately.
We'll just better hope that West Bromwich Albion can get us to Wembley in the playoffs, and then we pretty much know how that's going to end up as well. Fantastic stuff. Really enjoyed this episode this week. We're trying to simplify things a little bit more, just trying to bring out the most relevant topic rather than completely going through the results as much as we can, and just make things a bit more simple, because we know that people can find the results for themselves.
Yeah.
But as ever, I think me and AD's passion is really more so towards the lower leagues. And as we mentioned there, we will never get rid of the non-league section, because we do like giving these teams, don't we, pal?
Definitely.
We do like giving them a bit of exposure somewhere as well. So yeah, really enjoyed the episode this week. Interesting to see how stuff materializes at Manchester United. We've just spoken briefly. Michael Carrick may get this job interim wise until the end of the season, with Pochettino looking like a thing
next summer.
But my question is, what happens if Michael Carrick does really well?
This is it.
Who knows?
He does really well, like Solskjaer did, and other managers who've come in interim charge and done really well. Do they stick with Carrick, or will they still go for the target? It'll be interesting.
Still go for the target. We shall see, and we'll see how that materializes over the season. But other than that, guys, I shall speak to you all next week. Thanks all.
Lovely. Cheers, Dan. Great as ever. Great episode really this week. But I'll go through the social media. So obviously on Facebook, if you want to find us on there, please do like, share our links, and interact with us. It'd be great to hear from everybody. It's facebook.com/allthingsfootballpodcast. You can also find us on Twitter. If you go to twitter.com/ATF on Anchor. We also use the hashtags of #ATF, just ATF like that, so #ATF, and we also use #AllThingsFootball. So if you go on them, click on them hashtags on Twitter, you'll find us and find our links and what we share on there. But yeah, we'd love to have more interactions, more fans of clubs, especially lower league clubs. We'd love to hear your views and how you find things, and if there's any improvements we can make to the podcast as well, let us know. We're all ears. But thank you very much again. Speak to you soon. Bye bye.